Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. And Nolan and I both hope that you had, as we always say, a dirty week. You're able to get up, get after it, get dirty wherever you were out there playing on a field of baseball or softball, whatever, maybe even slow pitch, who even knows. But again, we hope that you've had a fantastic week wherever you are out there in the world listening to us. So, and as always, we thank you so much for being a part of the nation and listening to us every week here on the Sports Byline USA Network. And, you know, it's what we do. It's what we say all the time, right, Nolan? It's who we are. It's what we are. We love it. We live it. We breathe it. We die it, just like all of you. So, again, lots to talk about this week. Obviously, you know, it depends what team and who you like and who you don't. Obviously, we're going to be talking about Acuna. That's a tough one. Nolan and I will talk about that and maybe what Mr. Anthopoulos will be doing moving forward with the Braves after that bad outcome the other day of his ACL. We got the setup man, what turns out to be the setup man, Jeremiah Estrada. He's a San Diego Padres waiver claim pickup from last November. We're going to be talking to him and what he's been doing over his performances so far. And so obviously teams rolling, teams making subtle little moves up the standings, like Nolan's St. Louis Cardinals, for example. So, and it's a courtesy to his favorite manager in all of baseball that seemed to got that ball rolling, or at least Nolan and I think he got the ball rolling. So we'll talk about that. And then Mr. Marmol and what he needs to do for the rest of the season for Nolan to keep his sanity and, his Cardinals to keep rolling. So, again, lots to talk about from all across the spectrum. Got a few games going on right now. Nolan, obviously, as well. You'll probably talk about it. Tarek Skubal, big bounce back game for the Tigers today. Game two of that doubleheader is going on right now. But again, no shortage of stuff to talk about, Nolan. No shortage of talk about dirtbags. And that's what it's all about. That's what makes this game so good, so fun, so electric. Everything else. And some of these teams are doing without their best players, which is really interesting to talk about and see as well. So again, settle in, get that favorite drink, wherever you like to listen to us, however you like to listen to us, because Nolan's going to come back here right after the break and we're going to get after it.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Okay, real talk. If you want to set yourself up for a great summer, you need to get to Kohl's this weekend. I just shopped the Red Hot Buys, and the prices were so good, I feel like I'm already on vacation. I found myself cute dresses for 30% off, swimwear for my kids starting at $14.99, and adorable finds from Carter's for 60% off. Plus, I saved up to 85% off clearance after an extra 50% off. So if you want a head start on your summer prep, then head to Kohl's now. Select styles, extra 50% off clearance valid through June 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbex. Nolan, lots to talk about. Obviously, most of the topics tonight are things that you could almost do the whole episode, the whole night on, from just the things that we were talking off air. So I'm going to step out of the way. Your turn, brother. Where do you want to roll?
Yeah, so, I mean, you kind of touched on it in the opener. Obviously, Tarik Skubal and the Detroit Tigers. Tarik Skubal is trying to... He's coming for that AL Cy Young this year. Obviously, a lot of people kind of said, like, smart money bet was on him coming into the season. I think his odds were about plus 650, plus 750, somewhere in that range for winning the AL Cy Young. But obviously with the success that he's had over the past couple of years, it seemed like a pretty much a no-brainer. And especially the way that he finished off last year. I think over the past, since August, middle of August, I can't remember the specific date, he's got an ERA of like 1.35 or something like that. And this is over, I think it's about 14 or 15 starts. Like, the guy's just had a fantastic run right now. It almost reminds me of a Jake Arrieta-type run that he had back with the Chicago Cubs in 2015 in the year that he won NL Cy Young. Like, the guy's just been incredible to watch. Obviously goes out there, mows through the lineup. It is the Pittsburgh Pirates. Yes, right now they're struggling on all facets of the game. Jared Jones certainly didn't look excellent today out of the gate. Still, I mean, that's a young kid that he's going up against that so far this year has had a fantastic rookie season. But yeah, I mean, Skubal obviously showing the veteran pitcher that he is now in the league. Just goes out there, dominates. They win 8-0 in game one of their doubleheader.
Yeah, I mean, last week he did have his one blemish since coming back last September. A little bit of a rough outing, but yeah, again, come back out, step up, and that's what Cy Youngs do, right? They know they're going to have a bump in the road 4 or 5 times in a Cy Young season throughout the season, but that's why they become the Cy Young, right? It is because they can bounce back. They know how to navigate it. They know it was a one-off. They certainly sit there and think about what they liked about their outcome and what they didn't like about their outcome, Dirtbags. But that's a routine that the greatest pitchers in the world do. That's a routine that every major league pitcher has to do if they want to become that Cy Young level. So great bounce back, like you said. And yeah, it was against young Jared Jones or whatever and that. So the Tigers have, interestingly enough, they put some runs up last week against the Toronto Blue Jays and, there's another 8-0 win there in game one today. So they're Torkelson's hitting the ball a little bit. Riley Green's had a pretty decent season throughout or whatever and that, but they're starting to get some offense going up and down that lineup.
Yeah, and then just speaking of offense or lack thereof, I should say, how about the Chicago Cubs? Right now their run on Milwaukee Brewers like the Cubs starting pitching, right now they have, or after last night's game, sorry, they extended their scoreless streak against the Milwaukee Brewers to start out the year to 32 and a third innings of shutout baseball. No Chicago Cubs starter has allowed an earned run against the Milwaukee Brewers. Today certainly doesn't get any easier. Mr. Shota Imanaga is on the mound. Obviously, the year that he's had, I mean, is it safe to assume that he's going to throw up another zero? That's a legitimate question. Because with the way that they've just dominated, and I don't know if this is just the Craig Council effect or what the deal is. Obviously, Council's back in town, gets the booze there on Monday for obviously going over to the Cubs, leaving the Brewers despite all the success that he had there. Obviously, it's going to be a tumultuous return, especially since he is a Milwaukee guy. But yeah, I mean, the absolute dominance that Chicago Cubs starting pitching has had over the Milwaukee Brewers offense is incredible. Like I said, 32 and a third innings to start out this year.
You got 30 teams you play against now, obviously, with the way MLB is set up. You play every team in the league, and in your very first year, you're going against your former team. That just blows me away, that because baseball is not that easy, Dirtbags, as we all know. It is a tough game, but yet for his pitchers to be dominating his former team in the first year he moves over, that's just got to be like putting a dagger in it. I realize it's only the end of May, but man, when you lose your manager of a Craig Council type and they come back, it doesn't matter whether it's March 31st opening day or May or September, that hurts. That stinks. So that's going to be interesting to watch tonight's game or whatever, and see if, like you said, Imanaga can keep it going and stuff. But great little sidebar to what should become a pretty heated battle over the next few years between Milwaukee and Chicago.
Then just to kind of recap from last week, obviously we were kind of talking about it, St. Louis Cardinals versus Baltimore Orioles. That game, unfortunately, obviously finishes before our episode airs on the radio and everything like that. So, I mean, we didn't get a chance to touch on it, but the 106 series streak obviously comes to a conclusion for the Baltimore Orioles. Obviously, they come right back out of the gate to beat the Chicago White Sox in their next series. So, I mean, life's got to be half decently good. And even the way that the players took it, right? You get a 2-year stretch where you hadn't been swept in a series. Obviously, the players handled it about as good as you can. I don't know if you saw most of the comments and quotes that most of the players had, Kirk, but basically all of them, especially like those veteran guys, a lot of them had even said, hey, listen, we got lucky on a few of these series. We're not going to sit here and deny that. Absolutely. Hey, you know what? We lost to a better team this series. Whatever streak's over, now we start a new one. Simple as that. I was like, hey, that's exactly the mindset that you have to have, right? Baseball,
yeah,
obviously, a grueling season.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Baltimore Orioles obviously losing their streak there, yeah. And it's one of those ones where, yeah, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, it surprises the heck out of me that a month ago the St. Louis Cardinals are losing to the Chicago White Sox, right? They're losing that series there. And then you come back out and that really was a huge series for the Cardinals. Like, that was 100% a huge series, because that's the difference between trading Ryan Helsley to the Baltimore Orioles or keeping a hold of him. Because right now, the momentum that the Cardinals have been on, obviously, since Ollie Marmol got ejected versus the Milwaukee Brewers there a couple weeks ago, I mean, they're 11-3, about to be 12-3, as long as they hold on to beat the Cincinnati Reds today, puts them up to 500, which, to me, I thought that was going to be the world last month. I'm not going to sit here and lie. It's a heck of a lot better of a team right now than what we've seen in the past. But no, like, looking at it, though, I'm just like, yeah, the Baltimore Orioles players, they handled that about as well as you can go.
That's very mature for how young they are and stuff like that. And that, like you said, Brandon Hyde's got them with the right mindset, and they're obviously all buying in because they bounced right back this week or whatever and that, and they're right back to great baseball again and stuff like that. Speaking of your Cardinals getting on a hot streak with that series, you're right, man. That opened it up. Goldie, finally, he gets two home runs there on Sunday. It's been forever. It seems like years since he hit a home run the last time or whatever. Yeah, he was down to, what, 190 and change on the batting average. He's got it back up to about 220 right now. Arenado, what was it last night? He got the home run for them. You know, things are starting to move, hopefully, in the right direction. Young Mason Wynn looks good for you. He looks really good for you.
He's
top rookie right now?
He's up to an 18-game hitting streak right now. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're really starting to do some nice things. And throughout that, you know, you look at a Donovan and stuff like that, very consistent to it. Nolan Gorman, you spoke about it. He got what, home run number 10 today in the game. And he's really finally starting to look like he's breathing.
Well, and that's just it. In the past two games, he's had home runs off the lefties. Obviously, that's been one of his biggest struggles. Last year, sure. he had a couple month stretch there where he couldn't do anything wrong. Right before the All-Star break, all of a sudden the wheels just completely fell off and took him out of the All-Star candidacy. But, I mean, yeah, you like to see that. Back-to-back games, hitting a home run off a lefty, especially as a left-handed hitter, that's always the one thing that they love to see. I mean, case in point, even in Gunnar Henderson, right? Gunnar Henderson, obviously, this year, he's gotten a heck of a lot more at-bats against left-handed pitchers because that was always the knock on him was, hey, can this guy hit left-handed pitchers? He didn't get the opportunity to down in the minor leagues to the extent that he wanted. He even asked Brandon Hyde and the rest of the coaching staff, hey, guys, listen. Like, you guys give me at-bats against lefties, I will figure this thing out, and I will become a successful major league hitter. Because that really is the determining factor. You don't want to be that platoon guy where it's like, okay, righties I can absolutely mash, but a lefty, take me out of the lineup because I'm swinging at balls that I'm thinking are going to hit me, and they're 3 feet outside, right on those sweepers or sliders or curveballs, whatever it is now that pitchers are throwing. I know that they're throwing all of them, but you're like, yeah, like this is an important learning step for young kids.
Yeah, absolutely, right? And you hit the nail on the head, especially for the lefties, right? That seems to be, that's the worst nugget you can get beside yourself, a platoon lefty. Brutal position. So, Dirtbags, that's the opening segment. We're going to be right back here in a second with the next segment.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are you taking us down the road now?
Yeah, let's jump in with Jeremiah Estrada. Obviously set an MLB history there just the other night. Records his 13th consecutive strikeout, passing the all-time mark previously held by, why am I drawing a blank on his name? Jose Alvarado from Philadelphia. Passes his record. So Alvarado was at 11. That was the previous career high. Estrada comes in there, 13 straight batters that he's faced. He's struck and out. I mean, this guy, like, let's be honest, he went on a stretch there where, it was funny. I was saying this to Braden off the air there a couple days ago. He goes on a stretch of, 69 straight fastballs that he threw over a 5-game period. Nothing else, just a fastball. That's it. Here you go. See if you can hit it and let's go. Like, that's good old fashioned, old school country hardball. And I love it, man. If you have that type of confidence in your fastball, and don't get me wrong, he's got a fantastic fastball sitting 97 to 99, occasionally touches triple digits. But I mean, for the most part, it's just, here you go. I'm gassing up and you're either going to hit it or I'm going to blow it past you. And right now it's, I'm blowing it past you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm looking at the repertoire right now. And like you said, upper 90s fastball, tight slider, and a split finger changeup that he calls a chitter. So whatever it is, you can call whatever he wants right now, because 13 in a row, that's crazy, man. And you're talking about a guy that they picked up off the waiver wire last November and stuff like that, right? I think from the Chicago Cubs. Yeah. And they saw something. Obviously, we talk about it all the time, right? We rip on San Diego just like we rip on any other team or whatever or not, but you got to give credit too now and again, and great scouting. Somebody did some great scouting. They obviously had to overhaul it all winter long. But at the end of the day, like Dirtbags, it's always about getting a chance, right? Being ready when you get a chance, but sometimes it takes longer than that, and it's giving a guy a chance and working with them if you see potential in them. If they had the work ethic and the potential in them, man, work with them. And San Diego obviously did it, and well, there's nothing to say. 13 strikeouts in a row. Like, that's, holy cow. You're doing your job, man. Get after it. Keep it going, Jeremiah Estrada. Keep going, San Diego Padres, because you're loving life right now with that kid for sure.
And obviously, the second biggest news from this week, and fans should be jubilated about, obviously you get the retirement of Angel Hernandez. Don't have to go too much into details on that one. That's, MLB says, here you go. Take your paycheck.
Social media and, is taking care of that.
Yeah. No, and it's the reality of the situation. Like, MLB did not want him doing the primetime games. MLB very openly did not say, but did say, Angel, you're not allowed to call playoff games because you suck. Like, they worded it a heck of a lot better, which is why even when he tried to do his lawsuit there a couple years ago, obviously it didn't end successfully for him, and it was kind of putting everything out onto the table, just saying, hey, dude, like, listen, you're quality is not good enough to be at the highest stage anymore. Like, you do not deserve to be in these playoff games. I get that you have 25 plus years of experience. Obviously he retires with 30 years of experience, but it's like, you are not quality enough of a player to be doing this, or sorry, of an umpire to be doing this.
Yeah. And I think that's what gets lost, right? It is you do start to tip over, and I hate to use the word or whatever, hate, but any fan out there, if he was doing your games or whatever and that, and the players especially or whatever, and that got to the stage where it was hate for Angel Hernandez, unfortunately, and stuff like that. But again, that's the reality of it. But you hit the nail on the head, I think, Nolan, in the fact that it comes down to the quality. Comes down to the quality, and the numbers don't lie. Again, you all know, Dirtbags, we're not big we are big on the stats, but we don't go overboard on the data, as you know, or whatever. But in this case, performance of umpires is all there. It's all kept. And it has to be. That's your job. That is your job. I don't think there's anybody that you forget sometimes, but we realize it. And we realize there's putting a trend further and further and further and further down. There comes, just like a manager, just like a coach in any sport, you have a timeline. And when the timeline comes, and his has, you got to step aside. The game is always bigger than me. no matter in the MLB, amateur baseball, wherever you are, the game is always bigger than me. We're just a part of it. We're lucky enough to be a part of it. That's how we have to continue to look at it. So, you know, on the flip side of that, before you move on, Nolan, kudos to some other MLB, but also officials out there, whatever, and that, for sticking up with them too and saying, you know, hey, there was a time he was good as well. You can't just rip on him.
You don't get 30 years of MLB service time by being completely horrible. Like, don't get me wrong. Right. Absolutely. Was he a good enough umpire to be doing it for a long period of time? Absolutely. But overall, like, the product on the field towards the end there, where you're just seeing him behind the plate, I think was the biggest issue, right? The bases, you can live with it. Okay, whatever. Everybody makes a human mistake. It's bang, bang plays. Sure. I get you messing up every once in a while. That's not the end of the world. And especially with the way that the replays are now. Like, he's not Jim Joyce. Like, Jim Joyce is still known as the umpire that blew Galarraga's perfect game. And there was no replay to save his butt then. Like that, I mean, and that one was always a horrible one too, right? Because you're like, well, if they're doing all this stuff now, why can't you just go back and change that, right? But unfortunately, that is the way that it is. But no, I agree. Hey, yeah, absolutely. You get 30 years of service time, man. More power to you. You were doing something right. I get that you're protected by the union. But yeah, well, like I said, like when you're seeing the product behind the plate where you don't know what you're going to get on a nightly basis on strikes, like it makes it impossible. And especially that too, like you're looking at the average. I know we talked about it last week, but average is down across the board, down to, I think, 240 now this year, which is the lowest since since pre World War II.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, yeah, it's just blatantly obvious right now that I don't know what they do to change it or whatever and stuff like that. Strikes and balls are one of it, but you know, and the flip side of it, dirtbags, you know, everybody knows I officiate ice hockey when I'm back home in Canada during the winter time and not doing baseball as far as training goes. And I'm the first one to say it. Everybody should take a year in your life and officiate, in this case, baseball, umpire baseball, or officiate what other sport you love. Because you would realize how tough it is. It isn't an easy job. And we do need officials. You have to have them. You have to have umpires. So on that end of it, hey, he's done. Let it go. Move on. The game's going to carry on. Leave it at that.
Yeah. And now jumping over, we got Ronald Acuna. Obviously, the biggest news of this past week, tears his left ACL this time. Obviously, the first time was the right ACL. Now this time it's the left ACL. Obviously done for the year. Possibility of being ready by spring training next year, depending on kind of how it all goes. But let's be honest. I mean, last time he tore the ACL, right? Obviously 2021 season, comes back in 2022.
They basically
said, right? And I agree, right? There's obviously, and especially as a young kid, right? At that point in time, I think he was 22 or 23 years old when he tore his ACL. So, yeah, it is a matter of time to build back up the strength and build back up the mindset that, hey, you know what? I can go and do things on this knee now, right? Like, there's a certain comfort level, which is obviously why last year he goes out and does the year that he does, right? Goes out, wins his NL MVP, 40-70, all that, and helps the Braves, obviously, immensely. Same time, what did the Atlanta Braves do last time he tore his ACL?
That's what I wanted to talk about and stuff like that. Obviously, everybody knows that it's done now and stuff like that. It is what it is. What do you think Amphopoulos does? Because the last time he did it, it was 2 weeks before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
This one, we're 2 months before the trade deadline. Do you think Amphopoulos needs to push a panic button with the way the Phillies are playing?
Yeah,
he already did.
No, he already pushed the panic button. He signed Ramona Laureano. So he's in full-blown panic mode.
Because he just got,
if you're signing Ramon Laureano, unfortunately, Ramon Laureano, this isn't 2019 where you were on steroids and could actually play a half-decent center field for the Oakland Athletics. Like, at this point in his career, he's a minor league player.
Like, well, he just got DFA'd, right?
Yeah. And so, yeah, and obviously, yeah, the Braves claim him off waivers. And it's like, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. And that's the sad thing, too, because like I said, last time he tears his ACL, the Braves go all the way. They win the World Series. Right? Now that time, they had Will Smith as well. like Will Smith, the reliever. So that's why they won the World Series, and that's why Kansas City probably this year might end up winning the World Series is because they have Will Smith. But that's beside the point, right? So, I mean, no, like I'm looking at it. They should realistically make a move to try and get a solid outfielder without having to mortgage whatever they have left in their farm system.
Yeah, they're at 26 in the farm system right now and stuff like that. So there's not a lot of pieces there or whatever and stuff. Let me ask you this. We're just over a minute left in this segment, Nolan. Ronald Acuña Jr. or Spencer Strider? What's the bigger one of the losses for the Atlanta Braves?
Right now, on paper, I'd say Ronald Acuña.
Really?
Spencer Strider and here's the way that I look at it, right? Pitchers are one out every 5 days. Who'd they replace Spencer Strider with?
Chris Sale.
Exactly. And what's Chris Sale done? Shoved.
I get
Chris
that,
Sale right now has been Chris AL or NL comeback player of the year. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying right now, right? Like that's kind of the way that I'm looking at it. You lose a Ronald Acuña, you can't replace that bat, right? Like, you lose a Spencer Strider. Don't get me wrong. You can't necessarily replace that arm. But when you go out and you get a Chris Sale, okay, in theory, we've replaced that arm. Now it's a matter of, can I stay healthy? And to this point this year, he's done exactly what the New York Yankees players have done. He stayed healthy. And he has shoved. So that's why I'm saying Acuña.
Okay. There you have it. We'll be right back here with the curtain call questions, Dirtbags.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With Milo's rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at lowes.com/Milo's rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See lowes.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See lowes.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy? Totalmente. Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See TotalByVerizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
Attention landowners, got big summer plans for your property? Then here's an offer from John Deere you'll really dig. Get 0% fixed rate APR for 60, 72, or 84 months on 1, 2, 3D, and 3E series compact tractors. If you've always wanted to get in the seat of a powerful John Deere machine, now's a great time. Offer based on dealer participation. For complete finance details, call toll-free 1-800-468-8501 or online at johndeere.com/compact tractors.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. Love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly. B21.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Welcome back there, Bags. So thanks for sending in the curtain call questions this week. I know Nolan's got one right off the top for me or whatever and that's come in. But, hey, you know where to send them. Send them over to direct message me at Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And we'll get them either, as we always say, talk to in person if it's a training question or coaching requirement question, anything like that. If it's a question for the show, we'll try to get it on for you. So, Nolan? Go ahead.
Yeah, this one obviously coming in from a Texas Rangers fan out there. Marcus Semien, right? 349 consecutive games played. Streak ends today. How do we feel about that, Kirk? Obviously, the article that I'm kind of reading, Bruce Bochy and him talk, mutual decision to come to that they both said, hey, listen, like, I guess he's been playing through a sore body right now. I'm trying to figure out what exactly it is that's wrong with him, but pretty much said he can be used as a pinch hitter in some sort of capacity, but he was involved with a collision in the outfield there the other day, and right now he's just kind of banged up is kind of the way that the article that I'm reading it. It has said that pretty much he's 1-for-20. Him and Bochy talked. They both said, like I said, it was mutual decision. Hey, listen, sit me down for the day. You know what? Just get my body right.
Good PR by Texas Rangers. It sucks for baseball, but you're right. I mean, they had Adolis Garcia get bumped up on the forearm there the other week. They're not playing great, great baseball. They're not out of it. Seattle's looking good right now. Houston's catching a little bit of fire and stuff like that. If you're looking at it that way, great decision. You gotta spell these guys every now and again. It's tough when you see a guy like him put up the numbers that he's done. He's done nothing but greatness when he was with the Blue Jays before he went to the Rangers. And obviously since the Rangers, it's been unbelievable with the World Series to count on it. Even before this last slump, fantastic. Carrying them when Seager hasn't been really playing. Now Seager's catching a bit of fire, a lot of fire the last few days. But bottom line for me is, as tough as it is, as hard as that conversation would have been, I think it's the right decision. The Texas Rangers got to stay healthy. They got to get healthy. They got the young kids. Wyatt Langford, I think, just came off the IL. Carter's on it right now. He hasn't had a great season. So Bochy being the season manager that he is, I'm sure that conversation went a lot smoother than a lot of manager would have to with Marcus Semien. So tough to see him, New York Ranger, Texas Rangers fans, but the right decision for me. Just give him some rest, keep him healthy. You got to have that guy on the field. So, Nolan, give me some players for teams that you can think of that you got players on the IL. What would be key players that have to get back into the regular lineup? They've got to get off the IL. And maybe not. And one that I'm thinking they don't have to really push right now since things are going so well is Mr. Turner in Philadelphia, the way they're playing. But is there some players out there, or maybe it is Trey Turner, I don't know, that you think that team's got to get them back and healthy sooner rather than later to help them moving forward?
Yeah, so I'm just looking at it from the NL side right now. Obviously, you get the San Francisco Giants are 29-27, so their big offseason signing, Blake Snell, comes out and says, hey, you know what? This is why baseball players need a spring training. I wish that I would have signed before spring training. Obviously, he's still on the shelf. That's a guy that needs to come back. 29-27 right now. They're holding down the second wild card spot. Chicago's half a game back of them. Cardinals are now a game back of them at 27-27 after beating the Reds today. That's a guy that needs to come back, obviously. Looking at kind of the other teams, like you said, the Dodgers, obviously they got a few starting pitchers that need to come back and get healthy. Clayton Kershaw would definitely be an applicable one in that situation. His isn't necessarily coming back because he hasn't pitched yet this year, but his is just getting healthy currently on the IL. And then, yeah, obviously another big time ace, you get Garrett Cole. With the way that the New York Yankees are playing, right now they're still in a tight race. Now, I get that those are cop-out names. Yes, absolutely. But at the same time, that is a very true thing. because the Yankees are only a game and a half up on the Baltimore Orioles. Yankees are 37-19. Baltimore is 34-19 at the time of the recording. And, like, I'm looking at it, right? Garrett Cole, he's close. DJ LeMahieu obviously just got activated today, so he'll be back. Then, obviously, you get Jason Dominguez. Sounds like he's another couple of weeks. But Garrett Cole is just a different breed altogether. DJ LeMahieu slides into that lineup nice. That gives him an extra depth piece. Jason Dominguez comes back. They'll figure out a way how to get him a full-time starting opportunity up with the big club. But, like, when it starts with your horse, man, Garrett Cole's been the best pitcher in baseball, in my opinion, over the past, what, 8 years? 7 years? Like, you need that guy healthy to make this a legitimate Yankees run that they need.
Yeah, good call. Good call. I mean, obviously, Mets aren't getting Senga back. There's a few people out there. I mean, yeah. I forgot about Garrett even. I know we talked about him last week or whatever, and that, but that was it. That's a true statement. I mean, obviously, Nestor Cortez has bounced back this year for the Yankees. Everything's going well right now, but you're right. You know, inevitably, there's a potential that a Rodon could all of a sudden hit a bump in the road. A Cortez himself and stuff like that. Luis Gil looks great, and he's young, so he should be healthy. Yeah, they need a Garrett Cole. They need him to come back and be a horse. What about the Rangers? What about the Rangers with Scherzer and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they have Scherzer, DeGrom, all those guys. They need them to come back and be healthy. But DeGrom, no, DeGrom, I don't know what's up with DeGrom. But realistically, that whole AL West, it's crapshoot still, right? Like, everybody in that division has guys that are injured that need to come back and be healthy. Like, Seattle's been so far the most healthy team with air quotations around it. Just their offense hasn't lived up to the standards that it should be, right? Like, Houston's got a couple guys on the shelf. Texas has a couple guys on the shelf. So, I mean, there's definitely injury bugs right now that teams need to address and get their guys healthy, because they are some significant players. But I'm just looking at it like, you want those guys that are going to put you over the top. Sure, these teams all have those guys that are going to put them over the top. Right, but Garrett Cole right now, to me, is the biggest injury guy out there. And I don't think there's anybody that can replicate him. Right? Like, you're not picking up a Garrett Cole in a trade at the trade deadline.
No.
So that's kind of the way that I'm looking at it, right? So I don't know. It's gonna be interesting, but those are my guys that need to get healthy and soon.
Okay, so you spoke about the San Francisco Giants there not long ago in this show or whatever, and that here's another question from a Giants fan, which is great. Thank you for sending it in, San Francisco. We don't get much, but they're wanting to rip on us a little bit, Nolan, because of one Mr. Chapman's play to seal the New York Mets on the weekend.
Both ends.
Are we missing Mr. Chapman in Toronto after that play?
Both ends of it, what's man. You got to give Lamont Wade a lot of credit over there at first base on that dig too. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, yep. Chapman put in the perfect spot, but that's still not an easy dig under the situation, right? So for him to come up with that, Matt Chapman made a hell of a play. But are we missing Matt Chapman? That's a dumb question. Every day of the week. You know what's funny? So I read today, the Jays are interested in Ryan McMahon because, and don't get me wrong, Jays offensively have hit 26th for WRC plus, that weighted runs created plus, which applies to like home field advantage type of stuff. And yeah, like the Jays are 26th for all third basemen in baseball. And obviously a guy like a Ryan McMahon would add a significant punch. He's a guy that I believe he hasn't won a gold glove yet, but he's been a gold glove finalist at third base before. And he has a bit of first and second base experience. So it's like, okay, Matt Chapman, grand scheme of things, last year, the way that he started out the year, he was the AL MVP and then quickly fell off the map offensively. Defensively, though, what the heck can you say bad about that guy? Man, he is as smooth fielding as a third baseman as it gets. Like, between him and Nolan Arenado, I mean, we're just blessed right now for third basemen defensively. Like, those are two of the best all time, in my opinion. Like, I get Arenado's already established in that class. Chapman hasn't been established in that class of upper echelon defensive third baseman. But Chapman is not a guy that you're saying, hey, he's a ho-hum replaceable defensive third baseman. The stuff that he does, man, he made Bo Bichette a better fielder at shortstop, because Bo Bichette, I've said it for 3-4 years now. Bo Bichette's a second baseman. But the Jays are too afraid to move him over to second.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I mean, defensively, I mean, Chapman's already done it, right? Platinum gloves with Arenado or whatever, and that doesn't have the same offense that Arenado has over his career, obviously. But you're right. Boy, was that one slick, beautiful play. So San Francisco Giants fans, absolutely, we would love to still have him in Toronto or whatever. And that, you got him. Brag about it. The Giants are playing good baseball right now. Like you said, if they can get Snell figured out or whatever and get him healthy and back out there, things could be really good for you. And obviously you got Robbie Ray and the boys, like we've talked about way in the past or whatever. Now you got a good looking potential summer coming up for you. So stay the course, stay the course. Sticking in the NL West, Nolan, here's a guy that we've just forgotten about, but Diamondbacks fans sending it in to us. Obviously there's a lot of question marks, obviously, and stuff like that. Corbin Carroll, what in your mind has gone on with him this year?
Sophomore slump. I get it's technically not really his sophomore year, but it is his sophomore year. He had the cup of tea at the end of the 22 season, right? So that's why I'm kind of ho-hum saying, hey, it's a cup of tea. But yeah, so no, I mean, that's the way that I look at it, right? Guys in the major leagues, man, they got to adjust, and they adjust on the fly, right? And that's the old adage is, hey, listen, all right, I come up as a young kid. Let's say I just made the jump up from AAA to the MLB. First week, I'm getting nothing but heaters. I'm hitting 500. I'm loving life, right? Second week in the MLB, they're throwing me nothing but off speeds. I'm hitting .05, right? I got one hit and 30 at-bats, let's just say. Now, I know that my math's off there, but I'm like 1-for-20, let's just say, okay? So that's my .05. on my average. And that's the way that it works, man. Corbin Carroll this year hasn't necessarily made the adjustments necessary to what the pitchers have adjusted to him. And don't get me wrong, he's had some bad luck. He's got still a good enough hard hit rate percentage and everything like that, but the batting average with balls in play isn't nearly as high as it was last year. The power numbers so far haven't shown up yet in that category either. But it's the same as Julio Rodriguez, right? If you want to talk about two superstar players with legitimate 30-plus potential, and neither of them are having a good year. It's just making the adjustments at the major league level.
Yeah, a good call. I mean, you know it as a player. I know it as a player. I literally just talked to players tonight at practice, even stuff that before the show. Sometimes you being able to adjust, you're bang on. Obviously, we've heard it. We know it, dirtbags. It's the reality of it. The other part of it is when you go into those slumps and you struggle, you forget that you actually are a good player, don't you? I mean, whether you're playing in your league, you're playing in the MLB, wherever you are, you sometimes we forget that, hey, we're good enough to play here. That's why we're here. And you think it could be a bit of that with him right now?
I don't know. I mean, he's never lacked confidence from what I've gathered. Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those ones, just having a down year. That's baseball. Like you said, it's a humbling sport. One minute you're on top, the next minute you're unfortunately at the bottom. But dirtbags, yeah, thanks for sending in your questions. We'll be right back here after the break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give them your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought for the night, I don't even know how to describe this guy's pitch because it's actually just, I mean, it's not a thing in our generation. I'm at a loss of words watching it. And obviously, it started surfacing on MLB there the other day, or on like on all the social media platforms and everything like that. And then MLB yesterday got talking about it. Cardinals pitching prospect by the name of Ettore Gigliani. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm not 100% sure on the pronunciation of the name, but he throws a screwball. And for those that don't know, a screwball is essentially a reverse curveball. So this guy's a right-handed pitcher, and the curveball screwball breaks in on a right-handed batter away from a left-handed hitter. Don't know how you physically throw it. I've never tried it, nor will I ever try, because it sounds like a recipe to tear your UCL. But this guy has obviously mastered the pitch, because he's been making guys look absolutely stupid in the minor leagues. It has 58 inches of vertical break and 8 inches of negative arm side break. So basically, it's a giant curveball that breaks the other way. Like I said, I don't know how to throw it. And I don't want to ever know how to throw it, because it just seems like it'll hurt. But my God, Dirtbags, if you're out there and you're watch, or you get a chance to watch this pitch, it is actually just a stupid, disgusting pitch and makes these minor leaguers look foolish, to say the least.
You sent it to me, I think, Sunday night or Monday night, Nolan, and I've looked at it at least 15 times since then. And Dirtbags, Nolan hit the nail on the head. Like, your eyes, you will think your eyes are lying to you when you see it. So you have to look it up if you haven't already. You've got to see it, because it is absolutely ridiculous. And when you're talking about the break, vertical and horizontal, Nolan, like, that'd be a filthy pitch for hitters to adjust to. I don't care what level you're playing at. If he can pitch, just nasty dirtbags. So please, if you haven't looked it up, please look it up. St. Louis Cardinals prospect. Again, I'm not going to mess up his name. I don't want to mess up his name. So just look it up. You'll find it if you haven't already. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Appreciate it. Have a dirty week wherever you are out there in the world. Unfortunately, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.